What if the AI job displacement narrative is simply wrong? The technology sector has shed more than 119,000 jobs in 2026 alone. CEO warnings about AI's labor market impact have circulated widely, and productivity gains from AI tools in coding, legal work, and data analysis are measurable and real. The confident claim that AI will cause significant, rapid displacement of white-collar work has accumulated considerable supporting evidence. But the case deserves serious stress testing. Start with the 119,000 layoffs. How many are attributable specifically to AI substitution versus the broader correction after technology companies massively overhired during the 2020-2022 pandemic stimulus period? The two-year headcount normalization was predictable on its own terms, without AI as a causal factor. The layoffs may reflect mean reversion more than machine replacement. Then consider the CEO reversal. Sam Altman, Mark Zuckerberg, and Mustafa Suleiman, figures who warned loudly about AI-driven job displacement as recently as a year ago, are now publicly emphasizing augmentation over replacement. One reading is that they were wrong in their original predictions. Another is that the reversal is strategic. Facing congressional scrutiny and public backlash, augmentation, not replacement, is a safer political message. If the reversal is tactical rather than substantive, the original forecast may still be tracking toward reality. The strongest counterargument to displacement is historical. Labor markets have absorbed major technological transitions without producing the mass unemployment that analysts predicted each time. ATMs did not eliminate bank tellers. Banks opened more branches with different teller functions. Word processors did not eliminate secretaries. They expanded the population of people capable of producing documents. The Luddite fallacy has been empirically wrong in every major industrial transition since the original Luddites. What would make AI genuinely different? The key assumption would be that AI's scope and learning curve are broad enough that human complementarity disappears. Previous automation replaced specific physical tasks, while humans retained advantage in judgment, communication, and adaptability. If AI closes those cognitive gaps simultaneously rather than sequentially, the complementarity argument weakens substantially. The concrete signal to watch: aggregate hours worked in professional services, legal, accounting, consulting, software development, over the next 18 months. If employment in those sectors falls more than 5% by Q1 2027, even as GDP in those sectors grows, the displacement case becomes much harder to dismiss. The Bureau of Labor Statistics publishes quarterly data on both measures,